Today we're discussing BeyondPass at One, a reliability science framework for long-horizon LLM agents. The paper aims to shift evaluation from single-shot correctness towards systematic measurement of reliability across extended agent interactions. We'll focus on what the authors mean by reliability science, which reliability properties they target for long-horizon behavior, and the parts of the paper that speak to evaluation and operational implications.
By saying BeyondPass at One, the authors are arguing that a single answer success metric doesn't capture failures that emerge over multi-step interactive tasks. Reliability science here means a structured approach to define, measure, and compare failure modes, recovery behavior, and consistency over long horizons. In the technical segment, we'll unpack the framework's core components and the kinds of evaluation axes they contrast with simple pass at one tests.
That's a helpful framing, moving from point-in-time correctness to sustained, measurable behavior over time. I'll summarize Jamie's points when we dive deeper and then hand the conversation to Mark to discuss deployment and monitoring concerns. Mark, over to you for a practical perspective on why this shift matters in production.
For practitioners, the promise of a reliability science is that it could surface actionable metrics for monitoring and SLOs rather than just overall accuracy. I want to hear which specific evaluation axes are practical to implement, how they map to observable signals in production, and what trade-offs the framework highlights around cost and complexity.
The paper reframes evaluation by arguing pass one-style single-shot correctness misses errors that accumulate or appear across multi-step interactions. The reliability science approach calls for defining target properties, measuring failure modes, and comparing recovery strategies for long-horizon agents. In short, it shifts focus from isolated answers to sustained agent behavior under realistic interaction traces.
So the emphasis is on measurable, repeatable properties over time rather than one-off accuracy numbers. That framing helps teams prioritize what to monitor. Mark, could you speak to what that looks like in production?
Practically, teams need metrics they can observe and act on, like sequence-level success rates, frequency of recovery interventions, and time to recovery after a failure. We also want signals that map to user impact, so SLOs are meaningful. The key is turning those evaluation axes into concrete dashboards and alerts.
The framework targets reliability properties you'd expect for long-horizon agents: persistence of correct behavior across steps, error accumulation, the ability to detect and recover from mistakes, and stability under varied inputs. Methodologically, it contrasts single-query benchmarks with longitudinal evaluations, stress tests that induce chains of dependent decisions, and analyses of tail behavior rather than just averages. Those distinctions change what success looks like.
For use cases, think multi-step automation, workflow orchestration, and agents that maintain state across sessions. These expose cascading failures. Monitoring should capture divergence from expected plans, retry patterns, and when the agent switches strategies. We must instrument state transitions and decision points to make those signals visible.
That mapping from evaluation axes to observables is helpful. Sequence success to SLOs, recovery counts to operational playbooks. How should teams interpret reported research results when they try to translate them to real systems?
Interpret results with attention to the evaluation horizon and distributional match to your tasks. Look for longitudinal plots, distributional statistics, and whether the paper reports how recovery mechanisms change outcomes. Also check if analyses highlight worst-case tails or only central tendencies, since long-horizon failures often live in the tail.
Mark, deployment-wise, adopting this approach brings trade-offs. Richer evaluation requires more instrumentation and can increase compute and latency for continuous testing. Teams should weigh the operational cost against the reduction in high-impact failures. Incremental adoption, starting with a few key sequence-level metrics, is usually more practical than an all-at-once shift.
That raises the question of what experiments or benchmarks provide the most actionable evidence for practitioners. Jamie, what would you prioritize?
Prioritize long-run simulations using representative task distributions, targeted stress tests that provoke common failure modes, and ablations that show how recovery strategies affect outcomes. Crucially, report both median behavior and tail risk, and include transparent descriptions of the interaction setup so results can be compared or reproduced. Those elements make research findings more transferable to operations.
We should also be candid about limitations. Lab evaluations often underrepresent real-world variability. Labels for long-horizon outcomes are scarce, and richer metrics increase monitoring burden. Teams need pragmatic plans for labeling, synthetic replay, and gradual rollout to bridge that gap. Those are the operational constraints teams encounter when adopting a reliability science mindset.
Finally, presenting results in actionable terms matters. Tie metrics to user impact SLOs, version evaluations so regressions are detectable, and document assumptions about task distributions. That transparency helps practitioners judge applicability without overclaiming experimental scope.
For practitioners, start by instrumenting a small set of sequence-level SLOs that reflect user impact and make state transitions and decision points observable. Build replay pipelines and targeted stress tests to surface tail behaviors and create labels for recovery strategies. Plan incremental rollouts so you can validate fixes with limited exposure and balance monitoring costs against reductions in high-impact failures.
From a research perspective, emphasize transparent, longitudinal evaluations that report both median behavior and tail risk, so findings are actionable. Versioned evaluations, ablations, and clear interaction traces improve reproducibility and make results easier to translate to operations.
In short, the paper urges shifting evaluation from single-shot correctness to a reliability science that measures persistence, recovery, and tail behavior, and ties those metrics to operational observables. To finish, a quick reminder. The podcast is available on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.